From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Casey Horney, he was not only a supporter of Art Briles, but he was very vocal in his support of Art Briles on social media. Am I over?
You know, just because he has ties to Tom Herman, I love Tom, but I think these ties to him, I'd rather see him go outside his comfort zone a little bit. I like Tom, but it's a bad look. It's unnecessary. You're not talking about that important of a position.
Dave Tepper is the guy who taught me this a long time ago. He's like, always have like a list of cities that you would want to work in. And San Diego was always on my list because it was beautiful climate. It was an NFL city.
If you're a fan of that team, you're not going to stop going to games. I hate to see it. They gave them every opportunity to try to get a stadium done there, and they just didn't want to do it.
But Oakland's about to learn the same thing. In a way, I feel bad for Oakland. I mean, it's impossible to get real estate around there. San Diego doesn't have that problem.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You could also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com.
Including basically an hour of death pool conversation.
Yeah, well, and yeah, don't even bother with the 5 o'clock hour. It's that bad. But you know what? We need to.
I think the 4 o'clock hour may have been more Deadpool heavy.
No, actually, the 4 o'clock hour is the bad one. The 5 o'clock hour, starting about 5:30, got pretty good.
Okay.
So we've done 30 minutes of a really good show today.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
We'll try and finish relatively strong too.
Nah. Let's take some phone calls. DJ's been on hold for a long time. What's up, DJ?
I honestly had been on hold so long, I thought I was listening from the app, but neither here nor there. Y'all kind of got into it a little bit about the Texans, and I got a lot of friends, you know, these Texans fans, especially OG Ron C. And should I just take all these bets that everybody is coming at me with? Because, you know, a lot of people think that they really are going to upset the great, and I don't even like Tom Brady, but you have to respect his game. So there's a lot of people who really think they're going to upset them, so I have to go ahead and just put all my money in, just bet about $1,000 on this game to win all this money. I just want to hear y'all thoughts because y'all kind of went into it a little earlier, so just want to touch on.
Well, my thought is, first of all, I don't think that I don't know that I'm comfortable enough giving up 16, 17 points in any game.
No,
and we were wrong about the biggest. It would be the biggest upset in playoff history. It would be the biggest upset in this round.
It would be the second biggest of all time, behind the. You got to go all the way back to the Jets beating the Colts.
No, the San Francisco 49ers, when they beat the Chargers, the Steve Young Super Bowl, they were 19-point favorites over the Chargers.
And they won. No, we're talking – the Chargers didn't win.
Oh, okay. Oh, we were talking about what the biggest upset would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about the biggest point spread.
No, it's not the biggest point spread, but it would be the biggest upset.
Gotcha.
Since.
Okay.
And it may get to that because it was 18 points that the Colts were favored over the Jets.
Okay.
And that's
– what was the Giants Patriots Super Bowl?
14. So, yeah, it's not – and I saw it at 17 this morning. So,
but it's like the fifth biggest line in playoff history.
Yeah, but if you're talking about if you actually think the Texans are going to win, it would be the second biggest in the history of the NFL playoffs.
I can't endorse giving up 17 points in a playoff football game. But if you get anyone who's willing to bet you money that the Texans will win outright,
oh, if they want to bet even on you, take it.
Even if you should tell them I'll put my 100 up against your 50. you probably feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. Let's try Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey there. I got a hypothetical betting question.
Okay.
If you're in the fair, I've been reading a lot of time travel fiction lately. I'm trying to think of the best way to make money on betting, knowing what's going to happen. Thinking of the highest odds on something like the Buster Douglas Mike Tyson fight.
I'm not.
Are you trying? You're trying to figure out a way to do that?
I have an idea for a book, and I'm trying to figure out the best way if someone knows of something that's going to happen, like a guaranteed ironclad bet, and you don't want to draw attention to yourself. You're only going to make like one or two bets a year. What would the best odds be? Would it be be something like they're only betting on fights, or they're only be betting on the Super Bowl, or only betting long shots and normal, but with the highest payout.
I would guess you'd probably get the highest payout by doing like futures bets on like March Madness, where a team's got to win six games to win the whole thing. And if you could, like, particularly in years where underdog stories kind of happen, like last year, if you picked Villanova to win the whole thing,
the year that Butler won,
right? Yeah, I mean you had to find those
Butler
years.
Butler didn't win though.
Yeah, they made it to the final.
Well, I know, but this year they made it to the final four.
Now, if you actually want to do something like that, where you make your money is on horse racing, because you could pick out a race where you got a 50-1, there's your return.
The year someone won the Triple Crown, would you have been able to make a bet that someone could win the Triple Crown?
Yeah, but he was only 7-1 to win the Triple Crown. That's how good people thought he was. But go back to Mind That Bird was 50-1 to win the Kentucky Derby. You don't need many of those to do yourself right.
Yeah. I forget what the horse I picked that one time was, but it was a good one.
Drosselmeyer.
Yeah, Drosselmeyer. Yeah. Pick Drosselmeyer.
All right, let's try Stone.
Thanks for remembering my horse, friend.
Yeah, it's...
I'm going to be really sad the day that Drosselmeyer shows up in deaths.
Not as famous as Vivian Campbell. Let's go to Stone Cold.
I disagree.
What's up, Stone Cold?
What's going on, guys? AJ made a dodgeball reference earlier. I just wanted to know if y'all knew y'all was promoting a steak company who's been around for a long time.
We're doing what?
Omaha Steaks. You don't remember at the end of dodgeball? Adam, the Star Trek guy, he promoted Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just had to say that because you said that earlier. And I watched it today.
All right.
That was it.
Okay.
I'm tying all the show together.
Yeah. There you go. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I have something that kind of plays into, it's one of the things I feel we were on the ahead of the curve on, because I kind of feel like this topic came up about a year ago about stuff that most millennials wouldn't know anything about.
Right.
And we kind of ran with it, and then I've seen other people do it since.
AJ Foyt, for instance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it didn't make this list, but we'll do it next segment because this one's winding down. But it's got 15 sports facts that millennials would be shocked to find out.
Okay.
I think I'm going to throw, well, John probably knows these things, but we'll do the quiz.
I think it's more casual sports fans.
Maybe. But, yeah, we'll do that next segment. And Eric Alpert did that. He said, well, without revealing your actual age, what's something you remember that if you told a younger person, they wouldn't understand? Which is exactly what we did months before, right?
Yeah, blow on this and it will work.
Yeah, like we're talking, yeah.
Yeah, like NES games.
But for, like, sports purposes, I feel like, you know what's helped a lot of millennials catch up on old school sports stuff is the 30 for 30 movies.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people who know about a lot of stuff now that wouldn't have otherwise. And, hell, there's some stuff that I've learned about that I wouldn't have known about, you know, or
even
or
YouTube.
Forgotten about.
Even YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Highlights of, you know, Hakeem playing or something.
Yeah. Although I don't really go seek those out, but I guess I already knew them, so it doesn't matter. But we'll go over those next segment when we come back.
All right.
But right now I'm going to tell you about something everybody should know about.
Drosselmeyer.
If you don't know about it, then there's something wrong with you. And that's because it is the best alcohol in the city. Houston's first distillery. Houston's best distillery. I'm talking about Whitmire's. And you can get a lot of their products all over town. Just check out your liquor stores. Look for the Space City Vodka. Look for the Single Barrel. Look for the Texas Whiskey, the Texas Peach, any of those great things. But I know you can get them at the distillery. And right now they're open Thursdays from 3 until 9. Tomorrow from 3 until 9. Saturdays from noon until 6. You can enjoy the full range of Whitmire's products. You can see firsthand where they make everything. And if you want to do a tour, they have those on Saturday. Fantastic. You got a party or something coming up? There's not a better place. They've got great accommodations for private events. Maybe you just want to get your group together. Maybe you got a dating group. Maybe you want to do that. Doesn't matter. They have a great setup for it. That place is awesome. You can buy bottles there. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister, or go to whitmires.com. Check out all their great products. And when the racetrack starts up here next week, as a matter of fact, go buy ahead of time, get your few drinks there, and head out to the track. That's Whitmire's Distillery, whitmires.com. We got that concrete dream still.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You know, John, we should pull somebody in there with you who's a real millennial, not Juggalo Trey. Is there another intern out there?
We got Gleanne. She's training.
Bring her in there with you. Because I want to see
in here with me, or she, I can bring.
Is it sports stuff though?
It's sports stuff.
She's probably not that sportsy though.
Well, she's interning at a sports radio station.
Actually, I think she knows her sports.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Hold on.
We can bring her in here then. That's fine. Should have thought of that sooner. Well, now you got to move your stuff. Oh, she could just stand in there with Jong. That's fine. I don't know if she wants to be in here with us. I know I wouldn't want to be.
I've made myself too comfortable in here today.
Yeah, I can see. All right, this will be real simple. We're gonna play right a little here. Quiz right over here. A little quiz game. There's 15 things that.
First of all, what's your name?
Gleanne. You might want to use a microphone there.
This is your first lesson of your internship. Okay. When you talk on the radio, you have to talk into this thing, which is a microphone.
Yes.
Okay. Closer.
Yes.
There you go. Now we're on top of things.
And now you're a professional. Congratulations. Yep,
congratulations. You just took our jobs.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna play a little game.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me if you knew this.
How old are you, by the way?
23.
Okay,
23.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. She's right in the middle of the whole, you know, never mind. Just you tell me if you knew this or not, okay? These are sports questions.
Okay.
We start with O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Did you know, and answer honestly, mm-hmm. because we have a little shock device in there in case you lie.
Yep.
O.J. Simpson was once a beloved actor and TV personality.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
What do you think he was?
I thought he was just a football player, right?
He was a football player, but he was also in a lot of TV shows and movies.
The Naked Gun franchise.
And he was
the
in
Hertz
a, bunch, a ton of commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He was an analyst for a while.
Yeah.
So, okay. This is how this works. Number two, the Buffalo Bills were once a damn good football team.
Did you know that?
They went to 4 straight Super Bowls. Now, they lost them all.
Fred, I barely remember that, and I'm a Bills fan.
All right. See, this is cool. This is actually, all right, so 2-0 against, right? The New England Patriots weren't always good.
Not in my lifetime.
They've always been good in your life.
Okay,
so
yeah,
all right.
But you don't remember a time when the Patriots were terrible, do you?
No.
All right, so that's 3-0. Number four, Bill Belichick was coach of the Jets for one day.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, most people don't, actually, but that was true. I don't know if you're into soccer, but Chelsea and Manchester City used to be bad in soccer.
No, I'm not really into
it. I wouldn't have known that either.
Yeah, they were apparently relegated.
Honestly, can I give something that's really sad?
Yeah.
I don't know that they're good right now.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so I would have lost that one.
Yeah, there's some hockey wins in here, too, so I'm not expecting you to know them all, but I'm just saying, this is just an experiment.
Like, you could have told me Chelsea and Manchester City are in last place, and I would have been,
okay. Jong, have you been stumped on any of these?
The Chelsea and Man City question. Fine.
All right, how about this? Dick Vitale, you're familiar with him from ESPN?
Yeah, baby!
That guy? Little bald, screaming
guy? Basketball guy?
A little.
All right.
She doesn't know anything about sports.
Jong, did you know this? All right, well,
we'll
tennis this to Jong. Jong, did you know Dick Vitale was once the head coach of the Detroit Pistons?
I did not know that.
Okay, see, there you go. If you can't answer it, we'll go over there. Did you know that the greatest title in the world to have in the 1990s was heavyweight boxing champion of the world?
Yeah, like...
Did you? Okay.
I feel like it's just... I don't know, I just feel like that's a big thing.
All right.
At least in my...
Right.
Yeah. There was a time. Now it's not.
Yeah, it's not anything now. The NHL ones no one will get. The last NHL player not to wear a helmet retired in 1997. And Hartford once had an NHL team. So here we go.
Wait, they weren't wearing helmets in 1997?
No, they cut it off sooner than that, but the guys, it was grandfathered. The last guy who retired, the last year that someone played without a helmet was 97. Because they started requiring it in 79.
That's crazy.
But if you signed before the rule, you could keep playing. So in 1997, when Craig McTavish finally retired, that was the last dude without a helmet.
Wow. I didn't even know that
was a pretty long career for not wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Then Hartford had an NHL team. Here we go. Number 10, Jeff Fisher, you know, the football coach?
Not really into
All right.
As much.
This is failing. John, did you know Jeff Fisher was once a respected head coach?
Yeah, because he took the Titans to the Super Bowl.
This is for either of you. Did you know a rapper once got a contract to play in the NBA?
Yes, Master P.
Very good.
About it.
You didn't know that, did you?
Romeo's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there's yeah.
Oh, my.
She knows little Romeo, but right.
Romeo's
Master P.
Dad is Master P. Romeo, like, I remember when Romeo was Master P's kid. Now Romeo's dad is Master P.
All right.
That makes me feel really old.
This one's for you. Did you know that the Winter and Summer Olympics used to be held the same year every 4 years? Yeah, nope. Okay. Now they're
again,
doing
word, words work better on the radio than handshakes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Here's one that I admit I didn't know either, so this is for the whole team here. Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, and Bo Jackson were part of a Saturday morning cartoon called Pro Stars.
Pro Stars, yeah. I watched that cartoon.
I did not know that.
I did not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm the only one of the right age for
that.
Yeah,
that was right in your wheelhouse.
I was the only one who grew up on Saturday morning cartoons. Well, I mean, they may have had it back when you were a kid, but it was probably like black and white.
Well, I grew up on Saturday morning cartoons, but I didn't know.
What'd you watch?
Like Pokemon and Digimon, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was
Hong Kong Fooey.
Mine was like Scooby Doo.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like that. But I did like when Pro Stars came on. That was a good one.
All right,
I like the Pink Panther a lot.
Yeah, I used to watch Pink Panther all the time.
And I love the Pink Panther. Doo-doo. That's a good cartoon.
Okay, here's one for you again. You're familiar with Magic Johnson, right?
Yes.
What do you know about him?
Basketball player and he has AIDS, right?
He has HIV.
HIV.
He's too rich
go.
To have AIDS.
Okay.
All right. Did you know he once hosted a talk show?
No.
It was called The Magic Hour.
So horrible.
Oh, I remember that. That was bad.
Poor Magic.
And number 15, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with this guy. Are you familiar with Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he once owned a pro football team?
No.
He did in the USFL.
Yeah, in the XFL,
no,
too.
Right? No, he didn't. It was USFL. It was Doug Flutie and the Washington Generals.
Oh, it was Vince McMahon that had something to do with
the XFL. Yeah, Vince McMahon was the XFL. See, even you didn't know that.
That's really sad that I confused the Vince McMahon and the President of the United States.
Yeah, I'm a wrestling fan. I didn't even know that about Vince McMahon. Yeah.
It didn't work out well either.
Did you know Donald Trump is in the Hall of Fame of the WWE?
I read that somewhere.
Didn't he get Stone Cold Stunnered, John?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Briefly.
Yeah.
Because...
Who's your favorite pro wrestler?
Right now? Like
you watch pro wrestling now?
Yes.
What?
It's getting there, okay?
Who's your favorite pro wrestler now?
Now, probably Dean Ambrose or Seth Rollins. Don't know any of those, huh?
No,
I do know them because I play the wrestling video game, but I've never seen either one of them wrestle a match ever in my whole life.
Is Seth Rollins any relation to Henry Rollins?
No.
Okay, then I wouldn't know him.
No. Who's your favorite of all time?
Probably like the Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Boys?
Yes!
That's your favorite wrestlers ever?
Yes. I'm not really into like, you know, those popular ones like Shawn Michaels and... Nah, that's not me. Unpopular opinion.
What year did Andre the Giant die?
I have to look it up.
Do you know who Andre the Giant is?
Yes.
Do you know he's the greatest wrestler that's ever walked the earth?
I don't know about that.
Get out of our studio.
1993 is when he died.
1993, how old were you?
She wasn't even born.
That's the year you were born, wasn't
it? Yeah, that's the year I was born.
It's a damn shame. That's why you think the Hardy Boys are better than Andre the Giant.
Yeah, that was my like little, I was like, what, seven?
Jung, who would win? Handicap tag match. The Hardy Boys against Andre the Giant.
In a real fight?
In a real fight.
No, Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant, no question. No question. You need to go study your game film.
No.
If you're going to be a pro wrestling fan, you need to learn about the greatest.
In fact,
ever.
we're going to give you a homework assignment.
I'll go. I have the network, so.
I want you to go and I want you to look up Andre the Giant and I want you to go and wiki all of his experiences with alcohol.
Yeah, Google Andre the Giant drinking.
Yes. And then
tell me
if you can come back and
tell
us.
Not only is he the greatest wrestler, he's probably the greatest human who's ever walked this earth.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. He's
between
like,
him and Christ, I would say. Like those two.
I think him, Gandhi. I'll throw Gandhi in there. He's like a giant Gandhi who could kick the crap out of you and drink like a fish.
Yeah. So Christ, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Andre the Giant.
Donald Trump.
Mount Rushmore of best people ever?
I gotta think that one through a little bit. Because somehow I have to get Plato on my end.
Okay.
He was pretty badass.
And Joe Biden.
No, I was going
to
say,
according to President Obama.
Well, I was going to put Donald Trump on there, but oh well.
he could etch that Mount Rushmore on the wall.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Put that, yeah,
Mount Rushmore on the wall.
No, AJ, it's going to be tremendous.
It'll be tremendous, and Ronald Reagan will be there. Oh, this is a great idea. I can't believe Trump hasn't brought this up yet.
Oh, all of the wrestling fan blitzers are like, is she single? Is she single?
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you single?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
you shouldn't have told him.
Maybe we have a dating game, a pro wrestling fan dating game.
I think we could get some. We have plenty of blitzers who love wrestling.
Where do you go to school?
U of H.
What are you studying?
Communication, broadcast.
What do you want to do?
Kind of like this. I do have my own podcast over there.
You have your own podcast? What are you talking about in your podcast? Pro wrestling?
Yes. Not just WWE. I do like...
Like New Japan wrestling?
Yeah.
Can you even believe this, Joan?
Are you making fun of me? Because...
Yeah, I'm making fun of you.
I've heard everything, so never mind.
You have a pro wrestling podcast, and you don't think Andre the Giant's the greatest wrestler ever?
Yes. I have my own opinion.
Okay, well...
At least we have a wrestling correspondent if we need one now.
Good luck in life is all I'll say. I've got low hopes for this one, Jung.
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you want to do? You want to do, like, a pro wrestling radio show?
Yeah.
They have those on Sirius. There's one on, I don't know what it's called, but I've heard commercials for it.
There's a guy, I think, Sam Roberts, does that.
I think it might be called Busted Open.
But don't listen to him.
We actually do Eric Bischoff's podcast.
Come on, John.
Dude, when are you going
to
learn?
We're trying to teach this chick about radio professionalism, and there you are with your cell phone.
Yeah, that's my mom. Eric Bischoff's podcast is on podcastarena.com.
Yeah, that's what they told me over there.
You haven't talked to him yet?
What's his name?
How come we can't hook her up with Eric Bischoff?
We can try. We can try to work something out.
Get him a co-host in there, a lady co-host. Might be good. What's this music?
This is Andre the Giant. He didn't have a theme song in the WWF at the time, but this was his theme song in New Japan.
Oh, okay. I don't know that much about New Japan, Andre the Giant.
Well, I was going to make a...
I can't imagine there was any wrestlers in Japan who could compete with him.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, he's so massive, even to, like, to Americans. And we're big fatsoes over here. The Asians are smaller people. That's not a fair fight. Not at all. But, of course, she thinks the Hardy Boys could beat him.
All right. We're going to take a break. Thank you for coming in. If we need a wrestling correspondent, we'll put you on our list.
Or if you want someone to roast.
Do you know who Kerry Von Erich is?
No.
What do you think about this, Fred? Do you think her podcast is going to
succeed
or
fail? I'm only 23, you guys.
But you don't know who he is?
I've heard of this family.
Okay.
Jake the Snake?
Yes.
Right. Ravishing Rick Rude?
Yes.
Mr. Perfect?
Yes. His son is still actually up in.
His son?
Yeah.
Who's his son?
Curtis Axel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I
don't know
anything
about that.
He's kind of a flop right now, so.
Oh, he sucks? Who's the best wrestler right now? Who's the champ?
Kevin Owens.
Oh, we got to take a break?
No, well, we do, but I was just going to ask. We should have asked this before we did our Deadpool. Which wrestler dies next?
You know, Lex Luger looks like he's about to.
See? We should have had her on yesterday.
Dude, you know who I. You remember when Nicole Bass was a wrestler, the professional bodybuilding lady?
Yeah.
She posted a nude on Twitter the other day.
Oh, no.
So horrific.
Ugh.
And there's no way she's going to last long. She is a... And, you know, like, once you do a whole bunch of steroids...
Oh, yeah.
Like, once you get off that stuff, your body's just going to give up. I bet she's soon to go.
I think so, too.
All right. Well, thanks for your input today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank
for
you for your
me.
Help. Good luck with your internship.
Thanks.
All right. You learn something every time, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had an intern who was into wrestling and already had her own podcast. So I have learned something this day. Don't agree with her opinion, but that's okay. That's not important.
No.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
By the way, Fighting Ags got a big win last night.
They did.
Struggling a little bit in SEC play early on. Playing LSU will get you right. They beat the snot out of LSU. So that was one of my two plays last night. The other, I took South Dakota against North Dakota State. And I took it in the morning when it was a pick 'em.
Yeah.
It went off as South Dakota plus two. They lost by one.
Mm.
Crippling.
Mm.
Crippling. Emotionally, mostly. But, yeah. That hurt.
All right.
El Jefe with maybe the tweet of the day. Mexican Twitter. Andre the Giant blows. He's not even a celebrity. I don't know who Andre the Giant is.
Didn't you already just say that?
I'd said it off the air.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because that would be a new kind of low for you.
No,
to not even listen to yourself.
No, I laughed at it off the air. It was good.
Okay. I have a list of the five worst opponents the Patriots have faced in the divisional round in their history.
Okay.
Do you think the Texans are on this list?
Okay.
You tell me where they fit on this list, because these are ones they've already played. All right. We'll start with number five, the 2005 Jaguars. The Patriots won 28-3. This was the Jaguars of Byron Leftwich. They were 12-4, but they were just terrible.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad team.
They were a wild card team, right? Yeah, even at 12-4.
Yeah, and interestingly enough,
who else was there? That was Byron Leftwich. Who else?
Fred Taylor, 31 years old.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Still 12-4, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have him that far down, but all right. It's 2005. I can barely think back that far.
And by the way, Byron Leftwich might as well be Tom Brady when we're comparing him to Brock Osweiler.
All right. How about the 2006 Jets, who fell 37-16? The Jets were a ball control team whose leading rusher was Leon Washington, who finished 39th in the league. They finished 18th in the league in the points. Of course, the Patriots didn't turn the ball over, and the combo of Corey Dillon and Lawrence Maroney went nuts. That was the Eric Mangini team.
Oh, I thought that wasn't a Herm Edwards team.
No, that was the man genius.
Oh, so this was his first year there.
Yeah.
Who's quarterback in that team?
Let's see if it has who was quarterbacking that team.
Jay Fiedler?
That was Chad Pennington, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was after his arm was pretty... I mean, he never had a strong arm, but then it was kind of gone.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Yeah. Third worst, the 2012 Texans.
Well, yeah.
That was a team that started 11-1 and then faded.
I would say that team better than those Jets, though.
Yeah, I think that... a little. Arian Foster had 1,400 yards that year. That was, and I guess that was TJ Yates, right?
That was that Letterman year?
Yeah, it was the Letterman jacket year. So, yeah, I think that this team, not as good as that team.
No.
Second worst, the 2013 Colts. Final score 43-22.
Ooh.
This was not to be confused with the 2014 Colts, who got killed in the Deflategate Bowl. This was the year before. Indy was only 14th in points score. Luck was 18th in passer rating. And leading rusher Donald Brown played all 16 games and still managed to be 42nd in the league in yards.
Yeah, this was like a second year Andrew Luck, right?
Yeah. 73-yard touchdown run by LeGarrette Blount. The worst team that the Broncos have ever faced in the divisional round. They won it 45-10. The 2011 Denver Broncos. 8-8. This says they're in the running for worst division champion of the 32-team era.
Tim Tebow, right?
Tim Tebow, yeah. Who they somehow got there with the Demaryius Thomas 80-yard score against the zero blitz. And, yeah, they were the number one rushing team in the league.
Who did they beat in the playoffs? The Steelers?
Steelers. Remember the overtime pass? So,
and then he's got drubbed by the Pats.
So where on that list would
Poor
you?
Tim.
Yeah, where on that list would you put the Texans? I think they're better than that Broncos team.
I I think they're kind of equal to that.
That team,
they both had like Von Miller and Jadavion are sort of similar. I mean, that was prime Champ Bailey back then. Elvis Dumervil was on that team.
Yeah, I still take this defense over that one. And they had a lot of fluke wins and a couple of last minute games that they had no business winning. And they were only 8-8. I still say they're clear number one.
Who was the guy that they had quarterbacking before Tebow? Kyle Orton was
it? Kyle Orton, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the
worst.
This
team's probably better. Yeah.
But
I'll say better.
I'm not going to – I don't know about anybody else, though.
No, I think the rest of those teams, I would argue, are better than this team.
Yeah, 2013 Colts.
It's so hard to tell. I mean, it's so hard
that because 2012 Texans team doesn't belong on this list.
This this team is so good on one side of the ball and so awful on the other. It's really hard to judge them. Like, it's really hard to compare them to other teams. Which, because I guess that Broncos team was sort of similar. Yeah. Pretty solid on defense. Because, like, I mentioned three guys that were, like, studs at that time. And that Willis McGahee was running well for him back then, but they didn't have anything on offense. I mean, it was bad with Tebow. So,
yeah. So they're not the worst.
They're not the worst.
Now, they could be the worst if they don't win by something less than...
If they lose by 37, they're the worst.
Yeah, 45-10 was the score. So they need to... For the purposes of this discussion, they need to cover 35.
Now, that leads to the question, is this Patriots team as good as that Patriots team was?
I think they are, yeah.
Okay.
I think they are.
Because that Patriots team, of course, ended up losing the Super Bowl.
Right. I think this team is at least on par with it.
Okay.
I don't think they're appreciably worse. How's that? I think they're better. Their defense is better now than what they were then.
Yeah.
So... All right. We have anything here, John? No. We're going to go to break. Hoffman on Hollywood coming up next, and we'll wrap this puppy. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Cowboys Packers NFL Playoffs, Sunday at 3:30, presented by Berryman Automotive Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. I'm glad to see that the Outsiders is starting again because I don't really have anything that I'm watching right now. I missed the second Sherlock and didn't record it, so now I've got to wait till that's... I hate when that happens. But
I recorded that Taboo.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet because my wife's out of town, so I got to wait for her. But I've got high hopes for that show.
Sean McVay is the new Rams coach. I don't know if we mentioned that earlier, but youngest.
Dude's like 30,
he's
right?
30 years old.
How old are you, John?
32.
What have you accomplished?
Absolutely nothing. I always compare myself to LeBron because we're the same age. And when I think I've accomplished something, I look at LeBron James and I'm like, nope.
No, you're a loser.
Oh, well. These things happen.
30 years old. I mean, and meanwhile, Kyle Shanahan's not hired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that means Redskins have to replace both of their coordinators now, and it looks like they're talking to Wade Phillips for defense. So let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Hoffman on Hollywood. Hoffman on Hollywood. Coen Brothers. Coen Brothers. Joel and Ethan Coen will be making their first television series, Fred. How's that do for you?
It sounds good.
Yeah, you'd be in on that, right?
Yeah. Although after their last movie effort, I'm a little skeptical.
The program will be set in the Old West, It's likely to be a miniseries.
Does it have sex robots?
Apparently reported to have been too ambitious to be covered in one feature film. And as you know, they're familiar with Westerns. They made the True Grit remake, and they did No Country for Old Men.
Yep.
So it's, it doesn't sound
which
like
it was kind of a Western. It was.
It wasn't like an old Western.
No, but it was set in
the American Southwest.
Right.
We'll accept that. We'll accept. While this is their first original TV series, they were executive producers on the Fargo series, the highly successful Fargo series. The Coen brothers said, "We're very excited to begin working with Megan and Sue on this project, who are American Hustle producer Megan Ellison and Sue Nagel, who is from Annapurna Television, which I don't know much about. But the show's going to be called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, and I don't know the network yet. Doesn't give any of those details." But they are about to start work on that, it says. So that's kind of exciting.
Did you see their last movie?
Which was?
Hail Caesar.
I did not see it.
Don't bother.
Really? Is it that bad?
Yeah. It's one of those where you'll go, oh, my God, the Coen brothers did this.
By the way, my Hoffman on Hollywood this week, I feel like is directed at you. I found a bunch of stories that I feel you'll have interest
in. Okay. Yeah, I love Coen brothers. That's a good story.
You also love Breaking Bad, right?
I do.
And through two seasons, the only main characters from Breaking Bad are Jimmy, Mike, Tuco, Hector. I think that's it, right? That's the only major characters that have been there?
I think so. I could be wrong.
Oh, and Crazy 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Better Call Saul, yeah.
But a familiar face is going to be showing up in season 3. The Gustavo will be in season 3, apparently. In a just-released commercial for Los Pollos Hermanos. The chicken chain with the finest ingredients are brought together with love and care. It is run by, of course, Gus Fring, and the dots are beginning to connect. So Gustavo will be in the series. We don't know the storyline, obviously. I don't want to know the storyline, but I'm obviously very excited. I know you are, too, about season 3 of that show.
Did they ever say how long that show's going to go for?
They did not.
Because it kind of seems like it might be coming to a point where it's almost coming to an end.
I bet they could squeeze this one in one more.
Yeah,
out of it.
Yeah. It looks like they built in an ending on it, though. Pretty good.
I think they had a full idea of where they wanted to go, start to finish, with it. Peter Dinklage is in talk to join the next two Avengers movies.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, there's no word on who he would play, but he did play Bolivar Trask in X-Men: Days of Futures Past. So he's been in Marvel movies before. He could be in another one. And finally, Pornhub sees a massive spike in golden shower searches after yesterday's news.
Oh.
Statistics show that searches containing the phrase golden showers were up 102% over the usual daily average. Other pee-related terms also saw a 71% increase. So, the water sports, very popular now on Pornhub.
For some people, it is better to be pissed on than to be pissed off.
I told you, everything was related to you today.
That was not related to me. Stop that. Let's not be spreading false rumors.
That's off and on Hollywood.
I can't believe I freaking gave up on my guy, too. No way I should have given up on that.
On
Vivian Campbell. That's
that was
silly.
A horrible pick.
No, it wasn't a horrible pick.
Guys, no one knows who Vivian Campbell is.
It's not even close to true. All right, that's going to wrap it up. And he was on the Guitar World Top 100, which is all that matters to me.
He was not. Oh, Guitar World? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was he?
I don't remember the number, but he wasn't that far down.
All right.
It was like in the 50s.
That's pretty far down.
No, it's not.
It's middle of the pack.
Get out of here. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job, Jong Lee. I'm going to go with not so good job today, Mr. Hoffman.
What?
Yeah. You ruined the Deadpool for everyone.
Haters gonna hate.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
By the way, Buckethead was on the list.
Stay sporty, bitches.